Hey everybody, welcome to Pokemon World Tour Anime Edition. I'm Josh.
I'm Jake.
And today we are watching episode number 5, Pokemon Indigo League episode 5.
Someone's vamping because he forgot the name of the episode.
Showdown in Pewter City. I wrote it down. I don't know why I didn't just look.
It aired September 14th, 1998. In America, it was all the way back April 29th, 1997. In Japan, I should read those in the reverse order next time. The Japanese title is Battle of Nibi Gym.
Nibi.
N-I-B-I.
Nibi City.
That's, I guess that's what it's called. We do these so rarely that I forget how to do them every time.
Oh, the opening's the same structure.
Oh, cool. If you're new here, what we do is we pause recording. We go watch an episode of the Pokemon anime, and then we come back and we talk about it. And you can follow along if you got Netflix. And I'm sure they're on DVD. You have them on DVD. They have to be out.
I don't know how acquirable they are. Like, I don't think they're still producing them. But maybe they are. I don't know.
Look.
I know there's a new set, but it, like, cut some stuff out. It's not as good as the old big, fat, three-box set.
Those giant, enormous box sets. Well, either way, it's on Netflix, and you're a human being in the year 2016. So I'm sure that you have Netflix or know someone with Netflix.
You or a friend of yours has Netflix.
So we're going to go watch Showdown in Pewter City now because...
because we're going to watch it.
And we're back. We just watched Showdown in Pewter City. And I remembered it from when I watched it for the regular Pokemon World Tour episodes.
Yeah, so we might just kind of power through some stuff. You can go back and listen to Pokemon World Tour episode 1. Nope, 3.
Yeah, it's, woof is the best way for me to describe this. The last 4 weren't as bad as I thought they were going to be. So I don't know if it's just the... I've just watched bad episodes for the anime.
I don't know.
For,
I thought this one was okay. But we'll talk about it.
We'll talk about it as we go.
You obviously have some issues with it.
HeyJakeAndJosh.com is our website. You can email us at pwtpodcast@gmail.com. We're on Twitter, Tumblr, and Facebook at pwtpodcast. We're on iTunes. If you want to leave us a rating review, that'd be awesome. And like maybe you want to do that because like there's going to be like a thing soon. Not just Mount Moon Jail, but like another thing. So maybe you want to get in on that while you... especially patrons who are hearing this early, get in on the secrets. And finally, we're on patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh. And you can go there and kick us a couple bucks a month and you get some cool stuff in return.
If you donate even just a dollar, you get early access to these anime episodes.
To these.
And you get the Morphin Omentaries.
Morphin Omentaries. So $5 is the comic reviews early for the Power Rangers stuff. And any other
just any
stuff that comes out early.
Yeah, any stuff we have early,
you
get it early. I just redid them last night, and I can't remember, but there's more stuff on the $5 tier.
So go there and check them out, and then if you give a little more, you get a little more. You get some extra stuff, so think about doing that. I can't stall anymore. I guess we're going to have to talk about Pewter City, huh?
All right, we start off in a hole, or outside of a hole, with a shovel sticking out of it, and then we just kind of smash into the Team Rocket motto.
Yeah,
it's only them.
They're doing this for their own pleasure at this point.
So Meowth yells at them. He's like, hey, you idiots, let's work.
Dig this hole with me.
So they dig the hole, and then they hide it too well.
They hide it so well, it's like it was never there. And they also
standing right in front of it.
Right.
And they're like, oh, where did we put the hole?
Now, I don't know if you've ever made like a trap like this, where you put like dirt over something.
I don't think I ever did.
I did one time in the woods.
Did you fall for it?
No.
Did you fall into it?
Someone else did, though. It was hilarious. It wasn't super far. In retrospect, he could have broken his ankle, but...
now that you mention it, I think I did do it in like at recess in like second, third grade.
Yeah.
Just like dig a tiny little hole, put some leaves over it, and then giggle while
what I did was
mildly tripped.
Right. Like I dug this hole and then I had some bark and I put the bark over it and then put the dirt on top of the bark. Right. So it was like invisible. Here's the thing though. Like I still knew where it was. Right.
Yeah. Because you're not.
Because I'm the one who did it.
Dummy.
And even though you couldn't see it, you're like, oh, I remember digging a hole there.
Immediately in front of
me. Yeah. They just have no spatial relations, I guess.
I guess not. They fall in the hole.
What a shack.
We cut to the crew exiting the forest. The crew, as of right now, is Ash, Misty, and Pikachu.
Maybe that'll expand by the end of the episode.
They are finally out of the stupid Viridian Forest. Ash says, I thought I was going to be in that forest for the rest of my life, and boy, I feel you, buddy.
So did we. He's been on his Pokemon journey for 2 weeks, we find out, in a minute.
Yeah.
Most of that is forest.
About 10 days of that.
Yeah.
They take a break on a rock, because they just hiked through a forest for 10 days.
I finally see Pewter City.
There's Pewter City in the background. It looks quaint. It doesn't look huge.
No, it. You don't really see anything stand out. It's just like, here's some houses, and like, these buildings are a little taller than the houses.
So they're sitting on the rock, and an old man is like, hey, that's my rock. I don't know exactly how he introduces himself.
He's basically like, oh yeah, Pewter City, it's gray, and there's rocks here, and that's what Pewter City was built on.
Gray. His name is Flint, and Ash is sitting on his boulder. That's my boulder. I'd sell boulders for his Pewter City souvenirs. So rocks and boulders. Some of them are very large.
They're huge.
Like, Ash is sitting on a giant boulder.
Yeah, you would need, like, to attach that to a very big Pokemon to carry it out of here.
Ash is like, I'm a Pokemon trainer on my way to Pewter City. Flint looks at his Pikachu and says, your Pikachu's pooped. Let me show you to the Pokemon Center. It's been out of its Pokeball walking around for 10 days.
Right.
Real tired. So he brings them to the Pokemon Center, but not before poking his head back on screen and being like, that's going to be $2 for sitting on my rock.
You can't charge that. You can't enforce that.
So they get to the Pokemon Center and they walk in, and Ash walks up to the counter and is like, heal my Pokemon, please. And Nurse George goes, oh, hi, Ash.
And he's like, what are you doing here?
I think for like that 10 to 15 second buffer where your brain tries to figure out reality.
Yeah.
He's just like, is this the same Nurse Joy? Are all Nurse Joys the same Nurse Joy?
There is no Dana, only Nurse Joy.
She explains that the Nurse Joy that Ash knows is her younger sister in Viridian City, and this is the older Nurse Joy.
Yes.
Older than that one. Not sure how they all relate.
No, I don't know.
I don't know if they'll tell us anymore or not. They might do it a couple more times. I'm not sure.
I don't know. I know the Jennies have some weird, like...
They're all cousins, aren't they?
They're all... Some are sisters, some are cousins. Some are sister-in-laws, which makes no sense.
No.
But as far as I know, there's one family tree, and it's just Joy's all the way down. But this Nurse Joy would know him because he helped her sister... Yes. Evacuate all those Pokemon.
She points out a poster on the wall that's for
like a Pokemon card battle tournament.
Like a regional tournament. All of the card battle energy symbols are on the poster.
At your local Walmart this Saturday.
I think Misty says you need badges to compete in the regional tournaments. This does not seem like a league, like Elite Four championship tournament. This is just like a Pewter City training tournament or something.
Well, it's regional, right? So it would probably be like Viridian, Pewter, and Cerulean, or maybe Viridian, Pewter, and Pallet, and they're, like, separated into, like, districts, and they Hunger Games each other via Pokemon.
Misty is like, you need a badge, and Ash is like, all right, I'm gonna go beat up Brock and get a badge then. That'll be easy. Getting badges is probably real easy.
Yeah, keep that in your pockets, guys.
Misty is like, I don't know, Ash. Gym leaders are a lot tougher than regular trainers, wink, wink.
And he's like, no, whatever, I'll be fine.
She offers to help. She's like, let me help you train and get ready. And Ash is like, no, get out of here. I'm Ash Ketchum. I'm going to beat up this
I'm the best Brock, in the world Brock at what I do. Guy.
She gets mad at him for refusing her help and storms off.
I think as she should. Everybody oscillates in this episode. They go from in the right to not even close to the right.
When we see Misty again, she's kind of in the wrong,
yeah.
Unless she wants to do one very specific thing.
Right.
We just smash cut right to the gym. Ash walks in. It's quiet, empty, and dark.
Right.
Nothing going on. He's like, hello, anybody here? And a spotlight comes down on Brock.
Just sitting crisscross applesauce at the top of the stairs.
He's like, yo, I'm Brock. What up? Who are you? Goes through the eye mask.
I'm Ash Ketchum. I am a Pikachu.
I'm going to beat you. Get me a badge. Shasha.
I own a dodge status. Shasha.
Brock goes through a spiel on how Ash is... He doesn't say Ash is a loser. I think we're still sitting at 2.
We do not get an Ash Ketchum loser count in this episode.
No.
Mostly those
But he basically calls Ash a loser.
Yes. He says you're unprepared. Your Pikachu is an electric type. Dumb.
He goes over the rules of league-sanctioned gym battles.
This is my favorite thing about all the Pokemon
Here's
anime.
The rules. The plural rules. We'll each use 2 Pokemon. Cool?
Dumb's the rules.
That's the rules. And then he looks at Pikachu, because Ash is like, all right, I'm going to use Pikachu and beat you up. And Brock looks at his Pikachu and goes, oh, yeah, that Pikachu is at its cutest stage. It can't win. It's too cute to win.
It's too cute to win. Here's the thing. Pikachu, it looks like this episode was animated differently than the previous ones. Pikachu is already a little skinnier.
A little bit. His head is starting to become more defined from the rest of his body.
Which I don't like. I like fat.
Just like I'm a lump of electric mouse.
Yeah. I love that Pikachu. And also there's a lot of weird, like, kind of floaty eyes and, like, off-model stuff.
I didn't notice that as much. Pikachu definitely looked different here. But I think he was drawn to be cuter.
Right.
Heavy air quotes.
They immediately skinnied him up.
Yeah.
I miss fat baby Pikachu. Maybe he'll be back.
So Brock can't refuse a challenge, so we get the battle. Ash standing in the middle of the gym when two giant slabs of rock battlefield come out of the walls.
Yeah,
it almost crush him to death.
Yeah, well, it's weird because it's open except for at the very end where it tricks you into running to. That's where it can crush you.
Yeah,
like on the challenger side, there is a boulder that is split in half. Everywhere else, you could just like hop up and be fine.
Also, Brock does not warn him that this thing is coming out.
No, this is very dangerous.
This is how he weeds out the competition, I guess.
This is very Yu-Gi-Oh. This is where Yu-Gi-Oh got some of its stuff. Is like, oh, battlefields that are different.
I can't remember who sends out their Pokemon first, but Ash uses Pikachu and Brock uses Onix. I think Onix comes out first because my note is, whoops, Ash is a dummy because he sends Pikachu out to fight it.
Yeah. Now, I don't know if you guys know
this. No, he
sends
Pikachu out first, because then Brock sends out Onix, and Pikachu's like, oh, nope.
And he tries to go back and be like, no, use a different one.
He climbs up onto Ash's waist and just starts, like, smacking his Pokeballs, trying to open one and send something else out.
He's like, no, not Pidgeotto. You had to go fight it.
So Ash sees this and says, no, Pikachu, you fight it, and throws Pikachu back into the fire.
Ash was up at, like, 11:30 at night watching Pokemon fights, right, on television in that first episode?
Yeah.
How does he not know anything about type advantages?
I don't know.
Like, nothing. Like, literally nothing. He doesn't know that rocks are weak to water. He doesn't know that electric doesn't work on ground, which Onix is part ground. He doesn't know anything. He's so dumb.
It's sad. It wouldn't be sad if he learned anything, but he kind of never does.
I don't think he does.
There's that one point in one of the newer anime series where he scans with his Pokedex a Koffing because he's not sure what it is. Koffing is one of the first Pokemon he ever met. James has a Koffing.
I'm confident that he has scanned that.
He tries to zap Onix. It doesn't work. Onix grabs him in a bind. He's going to crush him to death, so Ash gives up. He tries to call it back, but he can't because Onix is too big. So his laser keeps hitting Onix, and he can't get to Pikachu.
Yeah, he can't get a good angle
on
it. So
he gives up. I guess the rules of a two-on-two battle are if you can't call him out with a Pokeball, you can't switch him.
Yeah, I don't know.
So you give up the whole battle.
I don't know why he didn't. That seems like cheating, right, on Brock's part? That seems like a little bit of cheating.
Yeah.
Like, you can't get your Pokemon out of there,
yeah,
so
Ash should be like, all right, Pikachu's out of the battle, and then be able to send in his second Pokemon, but instead the battle's just over now.
Yeah, so, I don't know.
Not like anything Ash has on his
He's
his
got
pocket.
A Butterfree.
Oh, his Butterfree would... He doesn't use Butterfree at all. What a friggin' idiot.
Yeah, no. He's a dum-dum. He's a loser. Instead, he's like, I'll use my bird Pokemon against the rocks. Yuck, 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 yuck.
He leaves the gym with Pikachu.
He's carrying Pikachu. He goes back to the Pokemon Center because he just got whomped.
Well, Flint's outside.
Oh, right. He doesn't go to the Pokemon
Center.
They don't go to the Pokemon Center.
They see Flint, and then they go spy on Brock being a mom to his 10 brothers and sisters.
Okay, all right. This is if you guys, and I assume that you have listened to the Peter City episode. It's been a while, so like maybe you forgot what happens in the anime. Don't worry. I don't blame you. Flint tells the story of Brock's good-for-nothing dad who left to go be a Pokemon trainer, and how his mom passed away because she was heartbroken.
Right. Well, they go back to Flint's cabin, and that's where he tells the story, because Ash is like, Brock's real good. How come he doesn't fight in any of these regional tournaments?
And try to go on to the Pokemon League.
And so Flint tells the story of his deadbeat dad and his mom, unfortunately.
And now he has to take care of his 10 younger siblings, the youngest of which I'm going to say is like 2.
Probably,
keep that in mind. That's going to be important later. I have a point, a very salient point about one of them being very, very young later.
Okay.
So he like gives Pikachu some tea. Oh, Pikachu's like resting. He's like, hey, I think I know how to recharge up your Pikachu if you want that.
While they're talking, Ash is like, oh, I better not hear any more sad stuff or I won't want to fight him again. And then Flint's like, what? I thought you said you were done. I thought you were dead. I thought your Pokemon training career was over.
And then Ash just like...
He gets defensive.
He displays his one positive characteristic in that, like, he's determined.
Yeah. Like, he might seem like he's going to give up, but in the end, he will not.
Even if he is the dumbest and worst trainer ever, he at least won't give up. So then he's like, I'm just going to have to beat him a different way or the same way. I don't know. We'll figure something out. And he does get mad at him. And then he's like, all right, fine. I think I got a secret. Let me show you a secret.
They go over to like an old water wheel house.
Yeah, it's like a mill.
But it's empty. There's nothing inside except for a generator.
Yeah, because the river runs, it spins the wheel, that powers the generator, that powers the town, right? I have a problem in that the river would run the wrong way, but that's super nitpicky, like, film theory stuff, so...
So they get there, and Flint explains that, you know, this is a water wheel, the river goes, makes the water wheel move, which generates energy in the generator, which we can hook Pikachu up to supercharge it, and that'll be able to hurt rocks with lightning. One problem, though, river's dried up.
You know how that goes. River's gone, sorry.
So we get the, wah!
And, like, the screen, like, shakes weird, and yeah. Ash is like, well, how did you take me here then? And he's like, well, I mean, you have to figure something out. So he's like, I know what I'll do.
Flint says, I have another plan. And then we cut to Ash standing on the water wheel and Pikachu hooked up to the generator.
Yeah, so he's holding the bar, and he's, like, he's outside the window. He's pushing down, and it's going counterclockwise. Rivers should flow from left to right.
Well, rivers flow whatever direction the hill is going.
Yeah, but in film and on stuff like this, it works better because forward movement is left to right.
Well,
usually.
if the river,
except in Pokemon, I've noticed they go right to left a lot in Pokemon.
He's on the left side of the wheel,
so the river, walking, the river if should the river, be coming down.
If the river
at him.
Is going left to right, it's hitting the wheel and spinning it counterclockwise.
No, but it'd be going the other way. It's not anything major.
I can't visualize what you're saying without
I could draw a picture.
And we're not going
to
do that.
We don't have time for
that. On an audible.
It doesn't matter. He's torturing Pikachu. The point of this is that he is giving Pikachu actual tortures.
Pikachu is not having a good time. He's screaming, and Ash is like, yeah, Pikachu, we're doing great.
If I can do it, you can do it. No, that's bad. No, that's wrong. Yeah. You're not getting electrocuted, dum-dum.
Yeah, you're just like, well, it's probably real heavy, but once you get it going, all you have to do is keep it going.
All you do is not trip and get crushed by it. Misty comes up at some point, and she's like, hey,
let me help
let
you.
Let me help. And he's like, no, you're dumb, and I hate you. And she's like, you're an idiot.
this is the part where he's like, I'm going to win this badge with my own Pokemon all by myself without any help, which is an admirable thing.
Admiral?
Admirable thing.
It is also the captain of a fleet.
So Misty's walking away, and, like, it would just be easier if you used my Pokemon. So Misty, one of two things. She either wants to cheat and let Ash use a Pokemon that's not his in a sanctioned Pokemon
and, like,
League
look,
battle.
Her Starmie would crush Brock.
Oh, yeah.
Like, easy.
Or she wants to trade, which would be a legal way to do it.
Or she wants to use one of her water Pokemon to spin the water wheel.
Oh, I never thought of that.
That's what I was thinking.
Because it seemed like she meant, like, it would be easier if you used my Pokemon to fight Brock, is what it seemed like she meant to me.
It literally could be either, because she's like, it'd be easier if you used my Pokemon, and she doesn't elaborate. So both are correct.
Yeah,
so
it could be. In retrospect, she definitely
either
could
way,
have been
Ash
talking
is like,
about
no, you're
that.
Dumb. I hate you. You're annoying and stupid. I'm gonna do this by my. I'm gonna torture my Pikachu all by myself.
He does that. The gauge on the generator fills up, and Pikachu, he doesn't blow the house up, but he shoots a bunch of lightning out of it.
Yeah, he like crits.
It might blow up, but we cut away.
Hits a
that
limit
happens.
Break or something. I don't know.
Then we cut back to the gym. Ash kicks the door in. He's back, baby!
And he goes to fight Brock, who I guess already had the thing closed because he only surprises you with it once.
Right, yeah.
And he's like, all right, I won't try to crush you again. This time Brock sends out.
Well, Brock sees Pikachu. He's like, oh, it looks much better, but still not good enough to beat me. He sends out Geodude, and Ash sends out Pidgeotto. So now we're getting a real battle, I guess.
It's a bird, though.
Yeah, I mean, it's not great. It could have been Butterfree, but instead it was Pudgeotto. Yeah. He has Pudge use Gust on it. It does nothing. The dust clears, and Geodude's trying to punch him.
Yeah, I think that's a real goofy image. Is it's just like, yeah, he did something, and it's like, no, it did nothing. It's just like, Geo, or whatever.
So they're at a stalemate, because Pudge can't do anything to Geodude, and Geodude can't punch Pudge. So they just...
Well, at some point he does, though. At some point he knocks out...
Does he hit it?
Yeah.
I must have been taking a note.
I don't know what he does. I feel like it happens off screen, and then, like, Pudge just falls down and is like, ugh, and then he has to be called back.
That could be. He calls Pudge back, and he sends Pikachu back out, who just immediately... He doesn't call an attack. He just says, hey, show it what you got. And Pikachu zaps Geodude, and it falls down all charred and burnt.
Yeah, it clunks to the ground like metal.
So Onix comes back out. Pikachu freaks out and just starts firing lightning everywhere.
Yeah, it like, there's no strobe effect, because like that would like kill your eyes. But like, it freezes on like yellow, and then will bounce between like the yellow and the white being inverted and stuff. I think it... And like, it just stays there for like a solid 10 seconds.
He's not aiming it. He's just shooting off as much lightning as he can. He almost hits Ash. It's all for nothing because Onix just grabs him in a bind again. Because he gets tuckered out because he used all his supercharge, I guess.
He blew his shot on Geodude. He could have saved that up a little bit.
He is a little bit powered up because while he's in the bind, he uses Thunderbolt, which works a little bit, but this is where he gets totally pooped out and he just runs out of charge, I guess.
Yeah.
But then Brock calls Onyx off and he's like, nope, I don't want to kill your Pikachu. I don't want to beat you by death in a Pokemon battle.
Brock's like, I win. Even though, like,
so this,
you played a feint, right? Like,
this is Brock ending the battle.
Yeah, Brock gives up.
Because you can't quit for the other trainer.
No, that's not how things work. That makes no sense. But
so
he does.
He lets it out. Now we see that the gym is on fire. So the sprinklers go off and douse everybody in water. I think the fire goes out.
It does, because that would be a plot point.
Covers Onyx in water. Misty yells, hey, dummy down there. It's weak to water. So Ash is like, yeah, zap it with more electricity.
Yeah. Also, all of Brock's siblings have showed up in the balcony.
Yeah, it's like a balcony. Misty. Misty's up there and surrounded by all of his brothers and sisters.
He is zapping, and instead of doing the final blow, he stops and he's like, oh, I can't do it. It feels like his brothers and sisters are surrounding me and holding me back.
And Misty yells, hey, dummy, open your eyes.
You stupid idiot.
That is exactly what is happening.
So Ash wins this fight via disqualification because of interference, right?
He probably would have if he didn't also now quit the battle.
Yeah, because he quits because he's like, I used the sprinkler.
That was just an accident. If I'm going to beat you, I want it to be fair and square, which again, he's an admiral. But like, come on, dude.
Like you're not going to win otherwise.
You're not going to, unless you come back later
with like a Squirtle or something.
Pokemon,
yeah.
Or just use your damn Butterfree that you were so excited about that knocked out 900 Beedrill in the last episode.
That Butterfree is probably level 58 by now.
Put that Onyx to sleep and then confuse it while it's sleeping. He leaves, and then we're walking down a path, I think out by the river again. There's a lot of scenes by the river.
Yeah.
He's talking with Pikachu. He says, hey, sorry about all that torture, but, like, you did good.
Yeah, I mean, that was worth it, right? Didn't, like, win a badge, but, like, I did torture you, and you didn't die, so, like, that's something.
Brock comes running up and says, hey, Ash, you forgot this, and holds out a boulder badge.
Because Ash was, like, better to his Pokemon than Brock.
Yeah, it's stupid. Ash is like, I didn't win the battle, I gave up. Brock's like, yeah, but you basically beat me in battle and kindness toward Pokemon.
So here's your badge, your kindness badge. Here's your first of many pity badges.
Badges because, well, you need them because you're the main character.
Yeah, but we don't want to show you be, like, good at your job.
No, we want you to be awful for some reason.
I don't know.
So we can teach you can be awful and still make it if you're, like,
is this, like, an anime trope? Is this a trope in anime?
I don't think so. I've seen other animes.
Because, like,
you've seen other animes. You've, like, seen Yu-Gi-Oh! And
Yu-Gi-Oh!
Digimon.
Is the best.
This doesn't happen.
Like, Yu-Gi-Oh! Is literally the best. Sorry, his name is Yugi. Yu-Gi-Oh! Is nothing.
Yugi
but, like,
is not the worst Yu-Gi-Oh! Card gamer.
If the show was called Joey, then it would be about the worst, but it's not. It's Yu-Gi-Oh, and Yugi is great at it. I don't know why Ash can't be good.
It seems like the lesson they're trying
Sailor
to teach.
Sailor Moon is pathetic, but she still gets the final blow on all the monsters.
Yeah, she still fights well.
Yeah, like,
but it's like they're trying to teach, hey, even if you're kind of crappy at the thing you're doing, if you just try hard enough, people will take pity on you and give you stuff anyway.
You'll get a free ride.
So we learn Brock's aspiration. He wants to be a Pokemon breeder, but he can't leave the town. He has to take care of his sisters and brothers.
Which means nothing yet, right? Like, we don't really know what Pokemon breeding is.
No,
at this
they
point.
Do talk about it. I think we come
it's
across
like
some
raising
other breeders.
Pokemon, yeah.
Pretty much, yeah. But he can't leave because of all his brothers and sisters, and then Flint is like, wait, you go on your journey, and I'll stay, and he takes his beard and his hat off, and it's old Brock.
It's just Brock with some
it's
laugh
like,
lines.
It's like 5 years in the future, Brock.
it's Brock with two extra wrinkles. That's it. Flint is Brock's dad.
Flint is the good-for-nothing dad from Flint's story.
Yep. Flint hates himself because he left to go be a Pokemon trainer, and he came back not very long after, because he was not good at training Pokemon.
No.
So he came back and refused to go see his family because he's a failure.
Out of shame.
His youngest child looks like 2 years old. So this can happen at most 2 years ago. His wife died and he did not come back for that. He didn't come back to help his children out. But he just stayed on the edge of town
Sold
in shame.
Selling rocks.
I hate this episode. Flint is the worst.
Yeah, Flint sucks.
I wish Flint would have been something else. Like you said at one point, you're like, oh, I thought Flint was Brock.
I thought Flint was Brock when we came out of the gym and Flint was out there. I was like, wait, that's impossible.
I would have loved it if that was the trick. And if Brock was teaching someone how to beat
just
him.
Just trying to mentor Ash because he just like saw potential in him for some reason. But instead, it's just deadbeat dad. And Brock, as protective as he should be, and as much as he should hate his dad right now, just gives him a laundry list of everything he needs to know about the kids.
Yeah, Susie rips her dress all the time, constantly. It's her favorite.
He's immediately just like, I could chase my dreams, and you can raise these kids now. You're probably qualified
for
that.
You're qualified. Well, I mean, up until like 2 years ago, he raised 9 children.
And it does seem like he actually feels bad and wants to be there now.
Yeah, he was just too afraid to. I don't get the timeline on this.
No, it's stupid. Unless the youngest is from 2 years ago and he left then, didn't know that his wife was pregnant and she passed away during childbirth.
So we're looking at the most amount of time he can be gone is
2 years and
2 years
months.
And 9 months. On the one hand, I understand why Brock would be like, well, you haven't been gone for so long that I don't know you anymore, you know? But, like, at the same time, they play it off as if he's been gone for years.
Yeah.
Which
he may have been gone for years, but only 2 years.
Only two.
And one of those kids does not know who he is.
Right.
And Brock's like, yep, they're yours. They're yours now.
This is cool. This is cool.
Here's some needle and thread. You could sew Susie's dress. One of them sleepwalks. There's a bunch of stuff. I didn't write it all down.
One of them only eats cold spaghetti for breakfast, and the other one only eats cornflakes for dinner.
What a bunch of quirky kids. Where's that anime?
I would watch that anime. I would watch that
just
show.
Just Flint trying to be a dad, trying to reach these kids.
Just to 10 crazy kids with goofs, spoofs and goofs everywhere,
and their
guys.
Dad, who just like was living on the outskirts of town for 2 years, trying to raise them and connect with these kids who either hate him or don't know him at all. So they're now walking down by the river, heading out of town.
Yeah.
They're talking. They're like, yeah, Brock, you can hang out with us. You seem cool. The more the merrier. And Brock's like, well, what about that weird chick behind us?
He's like, don't look at her.
Misty's just like, hey, my bike, Ash Ketchum.
I'm not going to let you get away. You owe me a bike, Ash Ketchum. And he's like,
Ash
yeah.
is like, I know. I'll be good for it. Pikachu, we got a loser. And then they just take off running.
And then Brock's like, why are we running? Okay, I'll run too. And then Misty's like, well, you're not going to get away from me.
I do really like just the once Misty warms up to them and stops babbling about her bike.
Yeah.
And they all just become like best friends.
Once she gives up on the bike.
Yeah. I really like the dynamic between the three of them.
Yeah.
As they're running away, Team Rocket full-on drills out of the ground.
Yeah,
I don't know where they got this drill.
With, like, the drill from, like, the Search for Atlantis, the Disney movie. It's called Atlantis, the Lost Empire.
They were trapped in a hole, and they had enough material down there to make a drill so they could get out.
Or they secretly have a Rhyhorn they're not telling anyone about.
Or it's an anime. Don't worry about it. They have a drill. It's fine.
I guess.
And just as they pop their heads above ground, they get stepped on.
This would break their necks.
By everybody running. And it's like, oh, what a fate, being buried alive and then trampled.
We've hit rock bottom. And then they collapse into a further pit.
And they fall back into the hole. They don't blast off this episode.
No.
We end on the hole.
They blast on.
They blast in. that's the end of the episode.
That's it.
Yeah, what'd you think?
I don't like it. I didn't like it.
I like the battle stuff. A lot of it's like wrong and kind of cheesy, but I still like watching the Pokemon battles in the cartoon.
I think those
everything
are the
else,
best done thing about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, everything else that happens around it, I could do with that.
I don't know what the original Japanese version is like. I imagine it's very similar. But
probably,
like,
yeah.
Like, especially when like all the little Brocklings who grab onto Ash and they're like, no, he's our brother and he loves his Pokemon, so you can't hurt
yeah,
the
don't
Pokemon.
Hurt Onyx anymore. He's my brother's favorite.
Like, that's his job. Like, they should know that that's his job.
Well, Brock yells
right?
at them. Like, he's like, hey, this is a Pokemon League match. You guys cannot interfere in it.
Like, at that point, Ash wins because of interference. Like, or
I don't know if Pokemon follows wrestling rules.
Everything should, is what I think.
They didn't interfere with the battle. They just, like, clung to Ash and told him no. Ash still could have told Pikachu to get him without throwing his arm forward.
There is no referee. There should be a referee.
There should be some kind of official.
Like, every character, like, the plot moved forward based on everyone being, like, dumb and bad and a jerk. and I don't like that, and I just want Ash to be good at something.
I did like Brock being like this big softy, but he has to put on this hard persona to be a gym
leader. I did enjoy that. He will go off a cliff very soon.
Oh, yeah.
But
dude's thirsty.
I did enjoy that. I also like that Flint just hates himself.
Yep.
I kind of
enjoy
that.
As he should. He's kind of garbage.
He is a garbage man. There wasn't enough crazy, goofy stuff.
Yeah.
To, like, bring it back around, I think the problem was. And, like, Team Rocket was just completely unnecessary.
They could have made, like, the water wheel thing a little goofier than it was, but they tried to play it, like, serious and straight.
Yeah, like, Ash could have, like, tripped and, like, held on
just,
while
like,
it was
spun
spinning.
Around the thing.
That would have been fun.
Yeah, it would have been hilarious.
Instead, nah. We are on Twitter, Tumblr, and Facebook at PWT Podcast. You can email us at pwtpodcast@gmail.com. Our website is heyjakeandjosh.com.
And we're on iTunes. If you want to go leave us a rating and review, you really should. We're going to have incentives.
There's going to be an incentive, and not just Mount Moon Jail, but like a little bit also Mount Moon Jail.
If you get a review in before this episode hits the main feed, we'll enter you into the drawing twice.
Get two tickets.
The drawing for what? Well, we'll tell you when we figure it out.
It's going to be pretty cool.
We got some...
If the ideas that we have go through.
Yeah, we got some emails to send, some questions we need to answer. Yeah. If you're hearing this not on Patreon, head over to patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh. Throw us a couple bucks. You get some cool stuff. Early access to this, the United episodes. So definitely check that out if that's a thing you're into.
Yeah.
And that is going to do it for us.
It's all of our pandering. So we'll see you in 2 weeks for episode 6 that I did not even look at.
Oh, I didn't either.
Hold on. Oh, maybe
it might be the Mount Moon one.
It is the Mount Moon one.
But until then,
smell you later. I want to be the best there ever was, to beat all the rest. Yeah, that's my cause. Sand slash, Hitmon Lee, Psyduck, Arcanine, Eevee, Executor, Kabutops, Septos, Teeny, Bowlife, Mr. Mime, Cubone.